Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Fantiotovich. This music is a thing. Thanks for hanging out on X, Bet_Sweats, Bet_Sweats. We may have stumbled upon something yesterday, a little game of 3-2-1. At the same time, we all say our pick, and just to see if we are all in lockstep or on different pages. And it was very funny because we were talking about World Series MVP candidates from the Seattle Mariners, and the three of you, Sam, Paul, and Jake, all had different hitters in that Seattle lineup.
Well, sometimes it's better to kind of spread everything out, you know?
Yeah.
You don't all want to line up on the same thing. If we just agreed for three straight hours, nobody would listen.
Yes.
There's my twist.
Exactly. Good stuff.
And watch First none take. Of us win. Watch like Mitch Garver right? win. Like watch us all be wrong.
Oh, because they're not going to win the World
Julio.
Series.
That also is true.
I mean,
I'm just going to say it. Ohtani is so due to just have a enormous World Series. He's doing nothing.
We said that last year, though, too.
Yeah. Never 3-1. But you're saying it could be an L because he's going to
Yeah, right. Yeah.
His chance of being great.
3-1. Yeah.
I get it. Executive producer Paul Aspen is here. Paul, what are we going to do with 3-2-1 today?
All right. So we'll kind of, between Jake and I, we might ping pong between who's teeing these up. But for the NFC North, Jake, you will be in the mix as well. So basically, I'll go 3-2-1, throw a division out there, an NFL division out there. You guys will pick the winner. And that's how we'll start. So, NFC North, we'll start. The Packers are the favorite at even money. All right. 3-2-1. Who's winning the North?
Bears.
Lions.
You are not the Bears.
Bears.
What do you mean? Do better, best!
Lying.
12-1.
No, you jump Lions. In. It's Lions.
4-2 after sure. They beat the Saints. 4-2.
3-3.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Lions. Nobody said the Packers. Nobody.
No, I don't favorite. Believe in them. I don't like the
I don't either.
Never have.
Man. We did do NFC East yesterday. We heard that in the open. We did do the AFC West yesterday, so we will move on to the NFC West, where the Rams are the favorite. Jake, you might as well chime in here, too, and I will, too. Who's winning the NFC West? 3-2-1. Niners.
Seahawks.
Is that three split. Niners?
Sam Niners. Me, Niners. Seahawks, Jake, Seahawks. Oh, 2-2.
No Rams.
No Rams.
And they're the Rams. Favorite again. What are we doing? I'm going to have to come up with a
division. I mean, that tracks. Yeah. I actually put one in last week. I'll have to pull it up. But actually, okay. Seahawks are part of it. So I'm against myself. Shocker. All right. So this one, heavy favorite. NFC South, Sam's Bucks. -400 favorite. Who is winning the NFC South in 3-2-1?
Bucks.
Falcons.
No, still?
No, no way.
I'm not. I did like what I saw. I liked what I saw. Yeah. They're trending up. Explain.
No, I mean, did they figure something out on offense, or is the Bills' defense just that bad? Like, the number's begging you to take the Falcons this week, so that is not great. But maybe the Bucs do this all year, but the one score Bucs, we're saying they're going to, at least Joe and I, are saying they're going to lose this week. I mean, is it over? If it's already over, okay. But that's the only one. Yeah, that's the only one worth considering. Not doing the Panthers thing. Obviously, the Saints, no. But
I was dying for Sam to say the Saints just to keep going with the shtick. I was dying.
You're going to win this week, right? Yeah.
Can we put this music up a little bit? Where did we find this music?
This is crazy.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream.
Yeah, dude, I'm in like a house of mirrors and landscapes. I keep running into a mirror. Like, get me out of here.
This is the Tom Petty "Don't Come Around Here No More" video. Like Alice this in Wonderland. Would be,
no. I'm glad that we found John Wayne Gacy's ringtone to play during this. This is awesome.
This is insane. Who found this? Was this Paul or Jake?
Yeah.
Literally, this was not me.
What was it labeled? What was it called? Do you remember?
I think I typed in countdown music and this was the first one, like comedy countdown.
It's like called Europe. Comedy countdown music. Comedy of my nightmares.
It is.
Yeah.
Anybody scared of clowns on the show?
No.
I used to scare when I was a kid.
Yeah, not scared. Okay. Don't associate. Really,
yeah, when I was a child, Joseph.
Did you freak out?
I know what I'm going to be for Halloween on this show. I'm definitely
going to get you a GRP. Can you be a clown this year? Oh, you already are?
All right. We got a couple more divisions.
For Halloween, I'm just going to be a coach of the year bet, and everybody will want a piece. I'll just be a slip. Sorry,
he's at
Paul.
Seven, I think.
No, you're good. All right, a couple more divisions to roll through. Will anyone venture away from the Bills in the AFC East? Bills are minus 205 favorite. Who is winning the AFC East in 3, 2, 1?
Bills.
Bills. Okay. Glad we did this.
Unanimous.
Okay.
Now he's talking AFC East.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone wants to expand real quick, I mean.
It's just. The Bills were minus 3,000 2 weeks ago, and now they're minus 235. Despite the sky falling, they're still favored. And eventually the Patriots are going to make some mistakes, I would think. Just, it's a math thing for me.
Yep, I would agree with that. However, I don't think it's a runaway because it can't be a runaway with the New England schedule. Like, they're going to hang around in this. But opinion-wise, yeah, I think the Bills are just going to end up winning it in the end. They'll get their revenge against the Patriots. They'll end up splitting on the season. But, like, New England's going to hang around. We're not going to – you're laughing. What are you laughing at? This music?
This
it is a
music
lot.
Is insane. The
music's crazy.
It's just insane. Sorry.
And just a wee.
Yeah. This picture like a Nickelodeon there's a, cartoon.
There's a lot going on in this song. Like, there's a scream at some point. There's a lot.
Yeah. I heard the first like 8 seconds. I was like, sold, done, easy, got it.
Whew. It's good. Yeah, it's good.
All right. AFC South. We got the Colts now. All I hear is the Colts, a minus 170 favorite in the AFC South. Who is winning the AFC South? In 3, 2, 1.
Colts.
Jags.
Great. Can't me and Paul on the same side with the Jags. What could possibly go wrong?
I tried to do Texans, but I can't get there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rams bye, Raiders. Texans will be a big game. Chargers falling apart. Cardinals team we're not buying. Titans, Colts, Jets. I just like the way this – I see the schedule lining up for the Jaguars. And they got, you know, the game in hand against the Chiefs, which, again, is not the division, not the tiebreaker necessarily, but Colts still got to face them, right? Because South versus West, tougher games left.
I would like this earlier. Like, do we really think the other shoe isn't going to drop with this Indiana Jones thing at some point?
Alabama Jones?
At some point. Yeah. At some point. Yeah, probably.
In the playoffs.
Duke Jones.
I would like to take Houston, too. They have the fourth toughest rating schedule. It's brutal.
That's what I just looked at. Not a lot
of easy spots for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what would we have? Colts up top? Me and Jake on Jags?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I took the Jags before the year, but just looking where they are now moving forward, and the Colts are a lot better than I thought.
Okay. All right. We're going to pivot a little bit for this next one. I want everyone to weigh in. I will abstain because I don't know how I feel. Who has more playoff wins, Indiana or Notre Dame? In 3, 2, 1.
Notre Dame.
Oh.
Indiana.
Notre Dame, but they might not get there.
That's part of it.
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to see him play again.
Yeah.
Oof.
No.
All right. Last one. Dame. Yeah, he'd be on the Irish. All right. Do the Blue Jays win tonight? 3, 2, 1.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not doing Shane Bieber on the road. I'm good. I'm way good on that.
It's not any sign. Get out. This is the season here.
Yeah, I mean, this is the season. Like, but does anyone feel good regardless of Max Scherzer and Game 4 in a possible elimination game?
No. Is this a sweep, Jake?
I think it. I don't want to say yes because watch Seattle go up 3-0 tonight and then you just get vintage Scherzer for no reason in game 4 and he's just awesome just because of course. Yeah. So I'll say gentlemen sweep. I think Toronto gets one at some point. I don't think it's tonight, though, so I guess that would be game 4.
Please don't play that music during Todd Frazier. I think he'll leave. Like I'm not being associated with this garbage.
I might leave.
I hope we didn't lose people during the segment because of the music.
No way.
I hope
we got comments on the music.
All right, cat
screaming in the background.
Yeah. Todd Frazier's next. Major League Baseball on the other side. This is a BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.